So this week, we've covered a number of different entry points for starting to write our own sacred poetry. On Monday, looked at using different phrases that happen to be from the Psalms, but you could use, just look at poems or Psalms, and just look at phrases that make you curious, and just pull them out of those different poems. Look at an anthology of poetry, or look at the Book of Psalms, and just pull out interesting phrases, as we did on Monday night, and then just have, 15 or 20 phrases, and then let one of them lead you into writing something that you didn't know you were going to write before. Tuesday, we looked at thanksgiving and gratitude as a theme, and made a list of about 8 to 10 things we were thankful for, and then wrote our own praise poems of thanksgiving. And yesterday, we didn't do anything because it was the 4th of July, but on Wednesday, we looked at using metaphor and using the phrase I am as a way of calling forth the presence of different things in nature. And I have additional handouts for the first two nights for anyone that wants them.
Oh, you don't have to get them now. I'll get them later.
Simple. So this evening, we're going to draw on an exercise that is as ancient as the alphabet itself. About 5,500 years ago, people expressed their language in pictographs, images, and on parchment and caves. And then somebody about 5,500 years ago in the middle or Near East said to someone, "We're making an ah sound. What does ah look like?" And they drew the letter A. And someone said, "Well, what about ba?" And they drew the letter B. And what about ka? And they drew a C or a K. And out came alphabets. 22, 23, 25, 26, 27 letters in different cultures. And in those oral cultures, people would take quite a while to get around to actually writing something down. And so a poet might be invited by the king and queen of Samaria to perform a poem in honor of a banquet for them. So they would want to do a good job, and so they would use this acrostic device of the alphabet. And so they would, not wanting to be sent to the dungeon but go to the buffet for seconds, they would start, "All day long, my king and queen, before breakfast you were the first thing that's on my mind. Courageous is a word I think of to describe you. The earth itself sings of your faithfulness. You are greater than the gods themselves. How can I thank you for asking me to read you this poem?" And so on. So they have all these words at the beginning of each line, which are like a memory device for them. So this form is 5,500 years old. And it is found also, it was used in poems in the Akkadian Empire 3,500 years ago. It was used in some of the poetry written in Egypt 3,000 to 4,000 years ago. And it found its way into about a dozen of the Hebrew Psalms. Psalm 119, which is the longest, uses this form of sequential letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So this example I've written here earlier this week. And so here's what I wrote. And you'll see that each line begins with a letter of the alphabet sequentially. "As the day begins, first light, first bird calls. Wake me from dreamy slumbers to embrace your faithfulness, O God. Here at Holden, I join with others in a community that knows you and seeks to love you as you love us. Make this new day a day that opens me. Prepare me to be of service. Quiet my mind from distractions. Restore me to my better self. Help me surrender to the surprise of the perfumed trees. Today, help me to be of use. Learn to listen to all. Take in the vistas. Explore what my heart is saying. You who create in me a joy for living. Zoom in and let me walk in your ways. So it's, you know, it's always a bit of a surprise because the length of line varies. You can have a single word or you can have many words or even a run-on sentence. And, you know, with the letters, because we have X in our alphabet, I encourage the phonetic permission to use sounds of the X, but it doesn't have to be an X, otherwise we're left with xylophone and X-ray. So so you can have words like exactly or, you know, so. Also, what I've done here, it's almost like, you know, a run-on sentence of connected thoughts. But a different way to do that would be to just have single phrases that are all standalone and don't even have to necessarily make sense sequentially, but they're all just snapshot phrases that are different aspects of what the whole that you're trying to reach for is part of what you're wanting to say. So there's no way to blow it. What you will do is you're going to write down on a blank sheet of paper A to Z. To Z, you say Z here?
I say Z.
Okay, A to Z, and then just let those letters be the guidepost for writing something new. So let's take some time. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes to do one of these. So.
Yeah.
So just enjoy and let the alphabet be your guide. So in a moment, as we feel ready, noting that there is some vibrancy on the other side of the second floor of this wall, why don't we come in just a little bit closer so we can hear each other. This is a judgment-free, competition-free zone. So we just bring our unique voices to the horseshoe, and let each one announce themselves in the circle by reading what we've written. And so, amazing week at Holden, being present to simple things, creating and being created, delighting in the journey here. Exploring each task given as a volunteer. Fun times every day, including silly puns. Graces by Confucius are the shortest of all. Holden Lake, a gem in the mountains. Invited to play the kazoo in the July 4th parade. Joining hand to axe, taking care while chopping wood. Kindness and friendship join hands. Lyman Lake next time. Must try not to eat every dessert. Nighttime brings a hush to the village. Ocean's 11 is a zany movie. Praises at Vespers gentle my path. Queen Latifah has likely not been to Holden. Remediation.
I know where that came from.
Remediation workers work very long hours. Surprised by deer every day. 10 Mile Creek is not to be missed. Under the stars, I contemplate the universe. Volunteering is a joy. Waking up each morning, rested. Exactly what was I thinking when I helped myself to both steak and lobster? You, O God, paint the hills with wildflowers. Zen moments of Holden, I can think of many.
Zen. Wish I had thought of Zen.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Z is the hard one.
I gave up on that. I started laughing about that.
So this comes out of a kind of a meditation that this is, I'm starting my second year here. And I realize that in many ways it's harder once you go through a complete cycle, because the first cycle, everything's kind of new. And then the second cycle, I realized this 4th of July was the first kind of big event that I had a mile marker for. And I had suddenly was comparing it, seasons, these things that came around the second time. So anyway, that the idea that I haven't been prepared for that, kind of the impact of all that. So this is kind of just in on that vein. A year has gone by since I arrived here, made a little crazy by moving and departures from established routines, friends who I love. Gone were the props, the handholds, the easy identification with things past. I was jolted into new friendships, warmed by kindred spirits, loving hearts, and gentle minds. But through it all, nothing has prepared me for the onrush of goodbyes, the pain of seeing my second season, in my second season, the quiet ghosts that sometimes disturb my restful moments. Now a second year begins with a farewell tears, when unexpected reminders of this or that village event blow through an empty hallway. And I wonder how many goodbyes are in this old heart before I expire, even as I zero in on a new year to come.
Mm. Well, I thought this was more fun than a crossword puzzle, really.
It was like a crossword puzzle, wasn't it?
Ask and answer, but believe. Cry and curse, deny and damn, yet enter into faith. Giving or getting, happy or hurting, I join in koinonia. Loving or lamenting, mirthful or morose, I am new each day. Open or obtuse, prayerful or profane, I quietly reflect. Sacred or sinful, trusting or torn, I seek understanding of my vulnerability. Wistful or wise, expectant or exhausted, I yearn for zeal. But I almost want to cross that out and say, I yearn for Zen. But that would be cheating.
Nice.
That's not cheating. That's editing.
That's editing, yeah, exactly.
Great.
Thank you.
Wow. So mine isn't about Holden so much as about thought processes that have gone on this week in Holden. And those of you that don't know, my partner died June 2nd, and so there's a lot of... Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll just read it. It's called Grabbing the Next Trapeze. Aerodynamically, she swoops, back up high to the top of the tent, colorful, joyful, musical, delightedly smiling at the crowd below. Elegance personified, that. Flipped from one trapeze to the next, flying gracefully higher and higher, and aside here, inspiring me to go back to the gym. Jumping off to the platform, kicking out again, low she swings, makes an impossible twist, now back again and high again. Oh, that I can make that leap, playfully, quickly, risking all to leap securely yet scarily, trapeze to trapeze. Understanding that all will be well, viewing where I've come from and where I'm going, exuberantly into the next phase of life, yes to the next phase of life, zoning in on my future.
Mm. Oh my God.
Thank you. Great. Holly.
I love the storyline and the images.
Yeah.
too much, too many songs this week, so mine's just a rip off of that. All my life be glorified in my coming and going. Direct my path ever before me, for I will go when you send. Hear my cry and the joy of my heart. Kiss my delight. Love me in my doubt. May your kindness lead me back to you. Now in this moment, over and over, I praise you. Quietly I rest, still taking your word as promised. Understanding I need you. As you vindicate, I will wait in the shadow of your wings. Excited. You, my comfort, my rock. Zion, my joy is here on this hill.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cindy.
Am I a man or a mouse? But I can't be either because I'm a woman. Daring, dependable, extravagant, eager, finding out who I am, grabbing for signs, hassling God for inspiration. Joy in the journey is my touchstone. Keep returning. Joy in the journey is my touchstone. Keep returning to laughter, love, light spirits. Mold me, nurture me on this mountain, pain and grief visit, quenching the spark, not realizing the resilience of mountain folks. Still wounds leave scars, tears in the fabric, but undoubtedly, without question, your victory is sure. You will help us walk. Extravagant love abounds. You, O Lord, meet us here. A zone. A community.
Thank you.
It's got to be a something zone, but anyway. It's not done.
All right.
Sarah.
Well, I had no idea what I was writing. And well, I have no idea what I was writing. I was trying to do the puzzle. Okay. Alive again, beginning to feel courage to go down paths never explored, even though there is fear in great abundance hovering always in and around me, joined in community full of kindness and love, we can make new beginnings out of complicated situations. Perhaps it is better to quiet the restless soul. And again, together, we seek to be united in our life together. It is a vital force that stirs within us and creates that extra push beyond our own selves, our own self boundaries. We zoom into laughter together.
Great, you did it.
I did. I started laughing because it was like, I don't know.
Doug.
Awake my cells to the breeze, caressing me, reminding me, nuzzling me. Dare to sing my true song, each note a whippoorwill's laugh, a marmot's call, a butterfly's alighting on a flower in its turn. Gyrations, vibrations, shimmerings, flowings, halting never, but inching along with the space-time curvature of a hungry caterpillar. Towards the jagged peaks of ecstasy, saddling ever so slightly moving glaciers, themselves known at times to fits of dance when the slow waltzes ride atop the mountain breeze, lulling the unobservant into memories of stillness in which nouns fortify their temporary but secure fortresses against the onslaught of unrelenting but oh so merciful march of time. Pray unceasingly, for although time does flow, questions unanswered remain about what lies behind the curtain. Rejoice in your song. Tomorrow is implicit in your today. and underneath all melody is an unbroken harmony. Verily, I sing unto these living, breathing, beautiful mountains, water so clear and cool. Extol all becoming, you, we, everything from A to Z.
That was very Walt Whitman-esque.
So let's just go around the circle one more time and just name something that you've received or something you've received or appreciated from this evening's taking time to write, the sharing of your own and hearing others. One of the things that I received this evening is this little, it's like a little window of connection, like hearing each other person. I get this sense of being a part of community that draws me closer and makes me feel like I've got a crew, a gang to hang out with, you know, even as we disperse, that there's a tapestry of spiritual connection that happens in the present moment through this.
So state the question again.
Yeah, what's something you received or appreciating from this evening?
Just the simple structure of this, and I think the structures you've laid out this week in particular, remind me again of it doesn't take much to get out of being stuck. Little jogs like this really are wonderful. They're magic to me. So I really appreciate that.
I appreciate the individuality that you can take, as you said, Scott, a simple structure, and each expression within that parameter was so insightful to that person, and no two were anywhere alike. Mm-hmm. So that was the fun thing, to appreciate what each of us had to bring to that.
I think I appreciate how I never thought I could write anything but nonfiction, and I can actually write about feelings and stuff that I haven't really done before.
I appreciate the variety, and that even in the structure, sometimes you can just walk the path. If the structure is that path, or you can dance it, or you can wear a costume, or so you don't have to judge yourself at all, as long as you're just walking that path.
Just the time for reflection, kind of at the end of the day, at the end of the week, and laughter. I really appreciate laughter. Laughter that we can share.
Well, I too appreciated just the variety within the structure. Of our various pieces, and ending the week this way has been a lovely way to do that, and laughing too. I like all of those things.
Yeah, ditto once again. It's lovely to just each of us shared a bit of our souls, you know, with this writing, and it's just increases the sense of sharing, which is lovely, and building on what Julie said. Also, I'm just very used to writing nonfiction or writing very prose pieces, and it's nice to feel this sort of freedom to just allow the imagination to just fly free. That's very liberating. So thank you.
Thank you. I'll mention there is still one copy left of my book, Writing the Sacred. It's in the bookstore, so if you want to look at that while you're here, you're welcome to do that. Otherwise, blessings on your writing, poetry, sacred journeys, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Thank you.